Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, guys, I was reading an abiding the other day, and I was reading a 2 Peter, and I couldn't get past the first verse.
Oh, wow.
I couldn't get past the first verse, but 2 Peter chapter 1, the word says that Simon Peter, servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who through the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ have received a faith as precious as ours. I just love this. Verse 2. Grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. You're talking about grace and peace be yours in abundance. Let me tell you something. God wants to pour out his grace and his peace upon you. And you start realizing how much that you've been living outside of the grace of God. Mm-hmm. You need God's grace. You need God's grace because God's called you to live a life beyond what you can do in your own strength.
Yeah, which is very limiting.
Very limited. I mean, you can fool yourself and you can, you know, and men have accomplished great things. But I think about how much more and what they can do if they relied fully on the grace that God wants to lavish. And so much is done or not done because of the calculations. I mean, how many calculations? Well, I can do that. I can't do that. I can do this. I can't do that. Well, how much? And, well, you know, and calculating and calculating and calculating. And it's like, where is God in all this? Mm-hmm. Are you relying on yourself, your resources, who you know, your past experiences? Or are you relying on God and his grace? And we must get it in our mind that we are nothing. We're nothing. Mm-hmm. Apart from Jesus.
That's right.
I mean, we're nothing. And his grace is about him. It's not about us. You know, if I'm not crying out for his supernatural empowerment, right? If you're not crying out for supernatural empowerment, then you're living out of your own personal empowerment. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it. If you're everything you're doing is in your own strength, and you're not crying out for God, I need your help, I need your grace, I need your supernatural empowerment and favor on my life, that means that your default setting, which is get up and go, and I'm doing everything in my own strength. And one of the reasons why things become so overwhelming, they become so burdensome, they become so fearful, is because you're living in your own strength. You're allowing the fear and the daunting tasks to overtake you. Well, let me tell you something. If you belong to God, he's going to call you to do things that blow your mind. This is what we do every day.
Yeah, right.
We're truly living in the grace because we don't have the ability to do that. And when we live in the grace, God lavishes. He lavishes his grace on us, and we can do great things for him. Because our eyes are off of ourselves and our eyes are completely upon the Lord, and we are completely dependent upon him. See, the grace of God requires humility. Humility is a prerequisite to have the grace of God. If you're not humble, which is total dependency upon God and respect for other people, you can't have grace. Why? Because the Word of God tells us that God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. You got to be humble.
Requirement.
It's a requirement. And God says, okay, you've humbled yourself. It's not about you. You're crying out. Here's grace.
Right.
Here's supernatural empowerment and enablement for you to do what there was no way for you to be able to do. And if you're living a life that's so close to the edge, to the shore, that you can do everything, then evaluate it. Evaluate it, because you're probably not doing much. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the truth. If you're living close to the edge, everything that's manageable, everything that you can do on your own, then you're not really in the deep.
Right.
You've got it all under control.
Mm-hmm.
All two things.
You got it all figured out.
All two things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, both of them.
But if you want to do great things for God, you got to go out in the deep. Mm-hmm. You got to go way where the water's way over your head. And all you can do is trust in the Lord. And this is a revelation that the church's first apostles had. I mean, almost every letter in the New Testament, all the letters begin with grace.
Yeah.
Grace. They understood it. They got it. That you need grace. And here Peter's telling us, may grace and peace be yours in abundance. There's an overflowing grace that's available to us. And oftentimes, you know, when we don't have a peace about a situation, oftentimes it's a clear indication that we've taken on way too much in our own strength. There's an agitation. We're stressed. Well, why? Because we're just doing it on our own. It's just time mm-hmm. to pull on over and say, God, what Lord, I repent.
Mm-hmm.
I repent. I picked this thing up and I'm doing it on my own and I'm running with this thing
mm-hmm.
and I'm trying to force it to comply and bend it and twist it, and it's just not happening it because I'm doing it all on my own. Mm-hmm. But we can repent and say, you know what, God?
Mm-hmm.
Help me. Empower me.
Yeah. I can tell you how many times I've had to do that. It's so easy to get caught up in the moment. You're stressing.
Yeah.
Things are falling apart around you, and you just got to shake yourself and say, okay, all right, stop. Lord, I'm sorry.
That's
right.
I
repent. Forgive me. God, I need your grace. I need your help right now.
That's right.
And it's amazing how many times he's come through.
Yeah.
He's just looking for some humility, you know?
Yeah.
It's not anything else.
And you got to remember that your life is not your story. Your life is God's story.
Mm-hmm.
It's God's story. Don't mess it up.
Yeah.
Don't mess up God's story right. Because he wants to use you and say, look, I didn't do this on my own.
That's right.
It's God's right. grace that did this. He's telling a story through you, but if you start picking it up, then you're messing up his story.
Yeah, he's looking for vessels he can manifest his glory, not your glory.
Exactly.
His glory. And if you're all caught up in your own stuff, in your own head.
That's right.
He's nowhere around.
That's right. That's right. Everything in God has everything to do with what he can do through us. Not what we can do through him.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Think about that. It's not about what we can do through God. It's about what God can do through us.
Yeah.
And if you get it twisted, you're always constantly running around doing stuff saying, God, I need you to bless this. I need you to bless this. And God, would you bless this? And it's like, it should be the other way around. We want to do whatever God is blessing.
Mm-hmm.
So God, help me to find your will in this. God, I submit these plans and all this type of stuff to what you're doing and how I can flow in that. You know, he's in charge. You know, he calls the shots. We just don't need to mess it up. We just don't need to mess it up. And I think about Nehemiah. Mm. I think about the favor of the Lord. I think about it's all about God's unmerited favor on our life. That's what the grace is. Grace is two things. It's God's unmerited favor. We don't deserve it, but it's all of God's goodness. Just say, bam, here, it's yours. It's just this beautiful grace gift. Mm-hmm. And it's the hookup. I call it the spiritual hookup. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's biblical, you know, just work with me, but God hooks you up with his favor. And the second part is God's supernatural empowerment. His enablement on your life to do what there's no way you could do it, but somehow you're doing it. And I think about Nehemiah. I think about how he was distraught and broken. And Nehemiah 2, that the walls of Jerusalem were broken down and the gates of the city were burned down. And he's distraught. He's the cupbearer of the king. And the king says, listen, why are you so sad? What's going on with you? I know you're not ill. And he says, how can I be happy, basically? How can I be excited when the city, when Jerusalem, the walls are broken down? And so he starts talking. The king says, what's going on? And he asks for favor, basically.
Yeah.
You know, he wanted to go and rebuild the walls. And the King says, how long is this going to take? And
right.
he started talking. He says, okay, granted. And this is what Jeremiah says. Jeremiah says, because the gracious hand of the Lord.
Nehemiah
says that because the gracious hand of the Lord is upon me, the king granted my requests, gave him letters, gave him wood, every single thing. Listen, Nehemiah was a cupbearer. He wasn't a man. He was holding a cup of wine and saying, here you go, king. But because he moved in the grace of God, in the favor of God, in the empowerment of God, God's hand was upon him. And the king granted all his requests. Don't mess up God's story. Cry out for the grace of God.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.